You found me.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm struggling.
I know. It's been a rough day. He's waiting to speak to tech support. He's a little
Oh, bro.
frustrated.
I can imagine.
Yeah, thank you.
But could you do me a favor? Just still create a ticket for it. And just assign it to Fuel Tech, because I'm still gonna have to get him an extender, because there's too much clutter on his current Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I do see that he has a lot of devices connected.
Yeah, and if you check the RSSI, anything above 19 is bad. Just rule of thumb, anything above 19 for RSSI is bad. It's not gonna say it's bad, because for some reason it assumes it can handle more, but usually above 19 is bad. And then once it hits that 20 to 30, like 25 to 30 range, it's like, all right, 30% is not good. That's how much traffic and data he could potentially lose in any given moment, which is probably what he's experiencing right now.
Okay. So I thank you for that information. I know from now on to look for
No
that, but I'll
problem.
create that ticket for you right now.
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Alex. One moment, I'm transferring.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing today, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm alive.
All right. Oh, that's good that you recognize that being alive is a good thing, and
It
being positive about it is another thing. I've been having some issues. I restarted this modem, and the what's the other part of this thing? The rotor router,
Your
and
router.
yeah, I did it like yesterday afternoon, and I noticed I'm still getting like pauses and blotchy screens for like maybe 10 to 15 seconds, and then the broadcast starts and clears up and again, but I have to pause it or run it back in order to get it going again. I'm using YouTube TV. So I'm wondering or not whether or not you have some issues in my area where I'm not getting constant service. I'm getting some lulls on my computer where I'll be working on something and then I'll go to another website and it won't engage for maybe 3 to 5 seconds. So I'm thinking I might be, using up a lot of my memory. So I started clearance cache and all that, and getting rid of some of the screens that I have. Restart my computer, and I'm still getting the same thing. So it's brownout in the internet. So are you looking at my system now?
I am looking at your system now. I'm trying to see if there's anything out of the ordinary. I do see a dying gas, so I'm assuming that dying gas meaning that it was losing it lost power, meaning that was you that unplugged it yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's on the ONT side. On the router, I did notice one thing. I noticed quite a bit of interference, and I think it's just due to, the amount of devices that you have connected. It's not like all those most of those devices are like smart devices. I see I guess the Ring, you have the smart light bulb, you have like the smart plug, a couple of the smart plugs.
Yeah.
Those shouldn't really cause too much interference, although
You think it's the camera?
don't think it's the camera. I just think a combination of the level of interference and, some minor internet traffic issues we experienced due to the storm yesterday probably caused, you know, is making it a little worse. But I do think that amount of congestion, I mean, it says it's normal, but look, normal congestion is between 5 and 10%. For some reason, these routers have it set to where 20 to 30% congestion is normal. That's not normal. That's like, that can cause literally what you're experiencing now. It can cause some freezing on streaming devices or pausing on like, I say you're playing video games that like, you know, any, like some random lag spikes. Those can be caused by RSSI interference every now and again, especially when it's Wi-Fi. Obviously, devices that are probably directly connected in wouldn't really experience that as much. Like, have you experienced it on your Samsung TV as well?
Yeah, I have two Samsungs. I got a 55-inch, and I got a 65-inch in the other room. I've been noticing that, but I'm thinking I'm going to eliminate a couple of things.
There's also another thing we can do. There was a recent firmware update that kind of manages that manages devices on network better. Like it allows it to manage that allows our routers to manage devices on the network better.
Okay.
I noticed that the firmware on this current router isn't up to date. And also you might benefit also from an extender. Have to see what the rule of thumb is for extender. I think the first extender is free, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure. I just think that maybe I'm gonna reconfirm. Yeah, I'm on the tech side, I'm not really on the sales side, so I don't know all the sales side, you know, that changes day to day. I just focus on what I can focus on.
Well, I tell you what you do. You contact your people on your end after you do the firmware and mm-hmm. have them call me or send me an email and tell me that I'm good for a free extender and when can they come put it in. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you.
No problem. Is it okay if you...
I'm going to tell you told my wife 10 minutes ago. The lady that was on here somehow, is it all right if I put you on a hold? What if I said no?
I wasn't even going to put you on hold. I was going to ask you, is it okay if I just, I might go quiet for a second while I message someone
to
support.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a choice, do I? It's you just being kind and courteous.
Yeah, you feel me? It's part of the job.
But I'm just saying, there's not even a question. You have to put me on hold in order to talk to somebody else, right?
That's true.
All right, buddy, take care. I'll be here. I'm just all being right. Facetious.
I feel you.
All right.
One moment.
I'm in here. What happened here? Oh.